Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
And Fox Sports Radio has teamed up with TireRack.com to give away a set of 4 brand new tires valued at up to $1,500 every 2 weeks this summer. That's right. 3 lucky listeners will receive a set of 4 tires plus installation taxes fees valued up to $1,500. It's the summer of Tire Rack sweepstakes. Enter daily at FoxSportsRadio.com. To increase your chances to win, yes, you can register to win every single day to improve your chances. A winner will be selected every 2 weeks between now and August 27th for a set of 4 brand new tires. To enter and get rules, visit FoxSportsRadio.com, sponsored by TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Rob Parker and Andy Furman, the radio legend from Cincinnati, joining us here on.
I got a question for you. I got a quick question. You know, I just heard the open to the show, and they're comparing you and Chris Broussard, I guess, the two odd people, couple. Which one of you has the two kids? I didn't tell you in the open like which one is which.
Oh, Chris. Chris has the two twin girls. Okay. I'm shooting blank still, Andy. No kids.
Okay, and he went to school in the country, and you went in the big city.
Exactly. I went to Columbia, and he went to
me
some
too.
School. In, yes, we went to Columbia. I didn't know you went to Columbia.
Hell yeah. I'm a Lion.
Are you an undergrad Lion or grad?
Grad school.
Me too.
Teachers college.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, let me say this. Always fun to have you fill in and come in for Chris. And, you know, we go way back to the 90s and whenever I get a chance to see you in Cincinnati, I always do. Andy is one
You're
of the...
You're a good friend.
No,
You're
good people. Friend. No doubt about it, Andy. You know that.
Thank you.
All genuine. All right. So, Rob G, we're going to talk about Saquon Barkley here, right?
That's Where right, you Rob. Look? You guys have been talking about it basically all show that, you know, Saquon Barkley is considering sitting out the upcoming NFL season.
He ain't sitting.
Because he wasn't able to secure the long-term lucrative contract from the New York Giants. And obviously it's been a talking point throughout sports all week. And Pro Football Talk's Mike Florio spoke to a person that's close to the situation, not necessarily with Saquon, but in the NFL, and asked him specifically, why is it that the running back market has become so suppressed? And here's the quote that he gave, the source. Fundamentally, people don't think it's a position that leads to greater expected points and surplus value. It's a salary cap league with finite resources. That matters. So teams will spend on quarterbacks, receivers, pass rushers, and corner. Those are the positions that provide the most surplus. Blame Mike Shanahan and the analytics community.
See, my only problem is before, and Andy, you remember this, they wouldn't pay wide receivers. Oh, we could get wide receiver anywhere.
Right.
Wide receivers didn't get paid. Now they've singled out running backs. And I get the whole analytical thing, but I just, you'd have to show me a team that doesn't run the football that wins. And if you can, then maybe I'll buy into that. You just have to. And when a guy is able to, you remember the Super Bowl where the Seahawks lost to the Patriots because they had a running back, the best in the league, right? Beast mode at the 1.5 yard line, Andy.
And they passed the football.
And they passed the football into a crowded end zone, and it cost them the Super Bowl.
Yes.
That's the dumbness that is the NFL. Okay?
They ignore running backs. I'll give you some other situation. You remember Austin Eckler? This kid wasn't even drafted. He was undrafted, became a free agent, and became one of the great running backs in the NFL. So that tells you what they think of running backs or how they judge running backs.
Can I give you another one? The reason that the Atlanta Falcons lost the Super Bowl to the Patriots is because they refused to run the football, okay? Andy, if you remember that Super Bowl where Atlanta, Julio Jones makes a great catch on the sideline. Do you remember the setup first and 10 at the 22?
Mm-hmm.
All they have to do is kick a field goal, Andy. They're up by 8 with the football at the Patriots 22. You kick a field goal, you're up by 11. Brady can't beat you. What do you do at that point? You should run the football. What do they do? Go back to pass. There's a holding. 10 yards, Andy. Go back for another pass. There's a sack. Loss of 15 yards. Out of field goal range. Who does that? Who does that?
Because personnel people and coaches, maybe not so much coaches, but the personnel people think that a kid in college, in a major college program, a kid like in Alabama, whatever, Georgia, he could run in the NFL if the offensive line can open up the holes and if just keep possession of the ball and don't fumble. They think anybody could do it. Put the ball in their belly, open up the hole in the line, and you could run the football. And we could get this guy for a hell of a lot cheaper than a guy who's running out of his contract looking for a second contract. That's what they're doing.
It's a mistake. You should never, in pro sports, pay people who produce. Saquon Barkley, you gave the stats earlier. You want to go over them again? The difference
his leverage, yeah. The New York Giants were 8-2 when Barkley rushed for 70-plus yards last year, and they were 7-2 when he had 100-plus scrimmage yards last year in the game. Okay. Meanwhile, they were 0-3 when Barkley rushed for less than 50 yards last season in the game, proving the offense went through Saquon Barkley.
Right, not Daniel Jones.
Right.
But instead, right, they decide to give Daniel Jones that ridiculous contract. And then you could value a quarterback and all that. Daniel Jones, and Rob G, please help me. I think in 17 games last year, he passed Andy for 15 touchdowns, I think is the number, in 17 games. And he had 200-300-yard games. Guess what? Both against, I believe, the Vikings, who had like the worst, the Vikings and the Lions, who were the two worst defensive teams in football.
He had 44 touchdowns last year and 17 interceptions all season long, Daniel Jones. But get this, when Saquon Barkley played alongside of him, he had 16 touchdowns and 17 interceptions. All right? When Barkley doesn't play. He had a quarterback rating of 77.3 when Barkley doesn't play. When Barkley played, he had a quarterback rating of 91.4.
That's my point, 100%. And you could blame Shanahan and the analytics. the 49ers are a contender for what reason, Andy? Because they run the football.
Right. You're right. And the 49ers this year, basically, there's been no mention that this team is, like, looking for a quarterback. Really, think about it. I mean, Brock Purdy, the last person picked in the draft, had his elbow hanging from the side of his arm last year, and they say he's going to be the starting quarterback this year. But they don't care because they got outstanding players in almost every position on the defensive side of the ball as well as the offensive side of the ball. Really. And they'll win. They'll win because they have a quarterback who just can manage the game, not throw it away, and they got great runners. They got the second best tight end in football, right? They got a great Bose is probably the best pass rusher in football. They got great players on both sides of the ball.
It's Gary Myers brought up such a great point when he was here, just at why do this and why put this out there to derail your team. And in New York, where you were the Giants, you made the playoffs, the Jets did, and they got Aaron Rodgers. All the talk is about them, and you're in a contract squabble with a great teammate and a guy who produces. Does that make sense?
Well, you know what? The point he made is tremendous because they could have given the franchise tag where Saquon would get $10.1 million a year. Given that for 2 years, it would be $20.2 million. He's looking for $22.5 in guaranteed money. So you just give him the other $2 million. That's what Gary even said. Give him the other $2, $3 million. Close the door. Make everybody happy. This is going to be an ongoing thing in New York until he signs. And he will sign. And he will sign. All this could have been avoided because this is what's...
You know what? I've seen a couple of running backs not come in and get paid. And it all depends on how things start for your team. And if you remember, it happened with the Cowboys twice. Emmitt Smith missed the first two games. You remember that, Andy?
Yeah.
And Jerry Jones brought him back home and paid him. Ezekiel Elliott missed a couple of games. And he got paid, got big money, and it didn't work out.
Here's a stat for you.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
He had 1,650 scrimmage yards. That accounted for 27.7% of the Giants' total offense last year, the fifth highest rate in the entire league, trailing only Derrick Henry, 36.1%, Josh Jacobs, 32.9%, and Nick Chubb, 28.5%. All right.
And Jacobs doesn't have a contract. He led
right.
the league in rushing.
It's amazing. It really
now,
is.
Now, that makes no sense. Now, this is a concerted effort by these teams to penalize guys being running back. That's all it is. Jacobs has done nothing, but where would that team be without him?
Right. But I don't think you want to use the word penalize. It's a way if these owners could save money because they're spending so much money on the quarterbacks. They really are. It's almost ridiculous. You know, when you think about it, it's almost like a race. As soon as one quarterback gets his contract, the next one supersedes that contract. That's what's happening right now. I'm waiting for Joe Burrow in Cincinnati to sign because he's going to be the highest paid quarterback when he signs.
And then they'll send Mixon to take a pay cut to stay in Cincinnati.
And they did. He's getting $5 million this year instead of 10. He got 10 last year. He's getting 5 now. And his agent came out. He didn't say this. His agent wrote it for him saying, I want to be part of a winning team. I want to win a Super Bowl. I'm doing it for the team. Believe me, he's not happy. And who would be happy to get your paycheck cut in half? Who would be on any job?
It makes no sense, again. And this will keep happening as long as these guys continue to do it. If you continue to take pay cuts, if you tell the Cincinnati Bengals to jump off of the roof, and say, I'm not doing that. Why would you restructure your contract to save them money? That's their jobs. That's not your job as a player. And teams, what did they tell Patrick Mahomes by taking a home team friendly discount contract? Oh, that means we'll be able to keep the team together. And then what do they do?
With Tyreek gone.
Yes, because they didn't want to pay him.
Right.
This is the point. What Tom Brady? Oh, Tom Brady took less, and he was
helping
the team.
Well, because his wife was making more money than he was. That's why.
No, I get that. But here, the other thing is, who did they spend the money they saved on? They didn't spend it.
Right. They never
did. Andy, who are you helping? All they say is Brady didn't have any top line receivers. If they had all this extra money because Brady was taking less, who'd they spend it on?
I agree with you. Really. They've never had top wide receivers. I mean, how many Patriot players receivers have been in the Hall of Fame?
No,
think about it.
It's ridiculous. All right. Why has the value of NFL running backs taken such a big hit? Who is the blame? We're playing the blame game here on the Odd Couple. We'll continue this conversation next. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Your phone calls are coming up next. Right here on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay.
For a possible blame game in the US of A.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask?
Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
That is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, a Worship Wednesday. Rob Parker, Andy Furman in for Chris Broussard. We're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. Odd Couple is also sponsored by Irish Spring. The fresh scent of Irish Spring and those sensational Irish Spring suds are just the reset that you need to own the day. Irish Spring, when the spring hits, you're ready. Pick up Irish Spring at your local retailer today. 877-99 on Fox. For you laymen, that's 877-996-6369. is the phone number. Andy, I know people want to chime in. We're talking about the running backs and why they've been devalued. And do you agree with it? Are you with this? Is this unfair? Is this just? Where are you on this? Because this thing has really bothered me. I got my dandruff up.
All right. You really? Oh, you better get some Irish Spring. Charles! Charles, you're on The Odd Couple in San Diego. Go ahead, Charlie.
Well, thank you for taking my call. What I said was that the CBA is who's to blame or what to blame. And I have an explanation for you, so just bear with me. I'll make it make sense. You guys seen, you know, the old classic, one of the greats, the old man in the USC?
Yes.
Right, so... in the movie, the old man in the sea, the filthy old sailors, you know, trying to reel in the massive swordfish in the sea of sharks. And the old man in the USC,
we got your phone. We lost you.
Get it's a just good phone. If you're going to call us, get a first-class phone. Yeah. I mean, it's first-class sports here, really. Rob, you're on The Odd Couple. Go ahead, Robbie.
I've got the answer here. It's very
simple. All right. I want to hear it.
You boys are old enough to remember, and we'll stick with the Giants, when wide receivers and tight ends and quarterbacks had body parts missing, like Bavaro and Stephen Baker, and they had Otis Anderson, right?
Yeah.
The rule changes. You can't touch quarterbacks. You can't touch wide receivers. But you could touch a running back all day long and beat the crap out of them, you know? And so these guys, these owners, it's like the path of least resistance to 7 points is, you know what? We can get that 7 points in under 2 minutes. So why are we playing the running backs for? You know, and it really sucks because it takes that awesome part of the game away where you use that guy as the sledgehammer.
But, Rob, let me tell you something. I remember the Giants before that, and it wasn't always that way because the Giants always valued the running back. Remember the Baby Bulls, Tucker Fredrickson and Ernie Coy in the backfield? They loved the running backs, the Giants. Joe Morrison, they were a running back. Charlie Connolly, that was a running back team.
Yeah, and that was the sledgehammer. That was the great equalizer. It's like, man, if you wanted to frickin' kill a team's will, you just ran out the clock with Otis.
Yes,
you know?
No doubt. It's so – thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Yeah. It's so ridiculous and that they're trying to act like you don't need a running back, Andy. That's the part that I think is ridiculous. 877
I don't think that's the case. I don't think they say they
They're saying the game changed, that they throw every down or that it's a passing league.
And they're
You got players who don't even want to be identified as running backs.
Yeah, and they're using it as an excuse not to pay them. That's why they're using that mantra that we don't need running back. They do. You can't win in the NFL without a running game. You can't. It's impossible. Bryce, you're on The Odd Couple. Go ahead, Bryce.
All right, I got a few things. So, first of all, receivers in the NFL right now are just too damn good. And the nature of the league is you need to throw it through the air. So, the environment of the league is different. But I just want to say this. If the market for running backs is so cheap, and Mixon's taking $5 million, why don't some of these running backs, Dalvin Cook, Zeke, one's looking for a contract, team up and switch the script or flip the script on these teams. They're going to be spending money on defense, corners, edge rushers, safeties. You've got a couple guys, just pound it down their throats. I don't understand. You know, if they're cheap, just pick a couple up, run them all day long.
Well, and Dalvin Cook, I'm glad you brought him up. All that guy did in Minnesota, Andy, was produce. That's all he did.
Yeah.
And he's out on the street. I mean, come on. Ridiculous.
I mean,
and you know what? He makes a great point because there's going to be some teams that can't pass the football. I'm looking at the Atlanta Falcons. You think Desmond Ridder's going to pass the football? He didn't have one game last year that he had over 225. Really? They got to run the football. Really? Marcus Mariota? Yep. How many more teams are going to pick him up? Really?
I'd rather have John Ridder, the late John Ridder, as my quarterback.
I'm with you. I'm watching Mariota on the quarterbacks on Netflix. Come on. How many more teams are going to take him? Come on. Really?
Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. 877-99 on Fox. You got another one?
Yeah.
Phone, Andy? Whose phone is that?
No, I'm Jonas. It's not Jonas Knox. Jonas in Seattle. You're on The Odd Couple. Jonas.
What's up, fellas? Hey, love your show.
Rob and Chris, you guys are great. Andy,
I'm not Chris. What are you talking about?
Thank you. He's just chiming in. He knows you're not Chris, but
I got your back.
Right.
He's listening to the wrong show.
No, we appreciate that. Thank you so much for the nice words. Thank you.
All right.
But Rob, I got to tell you, you're outside the Parker on this one, and here's why. The running back position, yes, they need to run the ball, and they do run the ball. But the running back position is so deep. The teams have five of them. The college teams have five of them. There's always another one up, and you guys just referenced it. You can get second, third, fourth stringers and run the ball down people's throats.
No, you can't. They're not Derrick Henry. They're not Jacobs. They're not. You can't say that you could just put anybody. Jacobs led the league in rushing. Anybody can't lead the league in rushing. No, it's not true.
You are correct on saying that. But guys like McCaffrey, those are diamonds in the rough, and they do get paid. But in the grand scheme of things, the quarterback position, even the second tier of quarterbacks, they're so rare that they have to get paid because there's not one standing ready to come in. At the running back position, look at
Daniel Jones should be making $46 million. I'm just going to add, just please.
Okay, but you know what? He's making a good point. Jonas is making a good point because, look, no matter how good Jacobs was and he led the league in rushing, they didn't win anything. You can't win without a quarterback.
You could
period
say
of
that,
story.
But you could say that in a lot of situations. I'm talking about when it comes down to winning a big game and making the right. I gave you a couple of examples of teams that lost Super Bowls because they didn't run the ball in the right spot. That's why they lost. That's all I'm saying, Andy.
I hear you. All right.
We've got Foul Affair with J.R. Gamble from MLBBro.com. That's coming up next. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at FoxSportsRadio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
And what that ball is.
It was a big week in the big leagues.
Who's up? Who's up?
I don't believe it!
Or is it fair? And now, from MLBBro.com, here's J.R. Gamble.
That's right, it is Foul or Fair here on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Same when we go around the diamond, discuss all the biggest headlines in Major League Baseball and do so properly.
Cool.
We had to bring in a real baseball expert. A guy who went out to the All-Star game in Seattle and represented for the entire MLB Bro community because the founding father decided that he couldn't make it. Because he had a very important lunch to make it to instead.
Uh-oh.
Shout out to the man, the myth, the legend, J.R. Gamble.
Yes, sir.
What's up, J.R.? Say hi to Andy Furman, the radio legend from Cincinnati.
Hey, J.R., how you doing?
Give me a chance, because this is not the first time Andy and I have collaborated to save you on the show.
Wow.
You didn't have to bring that up now. Come
on. Andy remembers.
I didn't want to bring it up. That was the past. I got lucky.
How you doing, Andy? How you doing, Rob?
I'm hanging.
Be here.
All right.
We are ready to roll. Let's do it.
Let's get to it, guys. Go. I got three baseball stories. And again, because JR is the star of the segment, he gets the first crack at every single one. So let's get to it.
All right.
Story number one. The 2023 Mets are arguably the most disappointing team in Major League Baseball history. And yet, according to the New York Post, they aren't ready to wave the white flag just yet. Quote, they are leaving room for a Hail Mary chance to work back towards contention. JR, we'll start with you. Foul or fair to say the Mets would be making a mistake by not becoming sellers at the deadline?
Foul.
That is a foul ball.
No, the Mets aren't the Pirates or the Brewers or the respect or the Reds. Their owner, Steve Cohen, came to spend money and win rings. I think he could care less about selling off people at this point that he invested in. Sure, he's a good businessman, so by all accounts, he's right. He's one of the wealthiest people on earth, so good businessmen cut their losses early. But he can afford to hold on until the midnight hour and hold out hope that the Mets can at least sneak into the playoffs with the guys he paid an arm and a leg for. Because if they don't sell and miss the playoffs, it's a failure. If they're forced to sell, that's just admitting failure early, so no mistakes either way. They put all the chips to the center of the table at the beginning of the year. I don't want to hear anything about selling.
I'm with you. It's foul.
That is a foul ball.
You know what? You're right. When you got deep pockets, you pour ketchup on it, and you just say, I'm going to eat this no matter what. And there's always a chance that, and Verlander pitched a gem tonight. You start to look around, and Scherzer, you get those guys together, and you put together a nice stretch, and all of a sudden you're back in. You see the Marlins falling behind. You see the Reds being bologna instead of filet. All of a sudden, those two spots that maybe weren't obtainable, the Padres and Mets can get. So I think they're doing the right thing.
I would say this, money cannot always buy happiness. And Steve Cohen may be a hell of an owner, maybe a multi-billionaire.
You're saying fair or foul? You're saying it's
I'm saying foul. Foul.
That is a foul ball.
I'll tell you why. Because Steve Cohen is concerned with the fan base. And if he sells, there go the fans. The fans say, oh, but the owner's given up? Why do I go to a game anymore? So he's not going to sell.
Okay.
All right. Story number two. MLB.com published an article on Wednesday discussing which teams most need being the key word, to trade for Shohei Ohtani ahead of the deadline. The team at the top of the list, the one with the best record in the American League, the Tampa Bay Rays, JR. Foul or fair to say the Rays, more than any other team, need to trade for Ohtani?
Foul.
That is a foul ball.
Rob, this is a trick question, right? Because we know the Tampa Bay Rays being in contention for a high-priced free agent is like Zion Williamson swearing off porn stars, okay? It ain't going to happen. So all 30 teams can use the only guy in the league who pitches like a Cy Young winner and hits like an MVP. But Tampa, I don't know. Their largest free agent signing in history is, what, Zach Eflin this year, a three-year, $40 million deal. That just happened. So trying to convince me that they're going to break the bank for Ohtani, even if they get him as a rental, I doubt, you know, it's just going to be a rental situation. Then give them $500 million, that's laughable. I see him with the Giants as a nice spot, the Yankees, because they have the money and they have the history. Adeki Matsui was already a legend when he came to New York, and it just took him up two notches. Ohtani would be cemented as a legend if he came to the Yankees and won the World Series. But I don't see more than four teams that would even make sense for him to consider going, the magnitude of the celebrity that he is. Certainly not Tampa, because like I said, $40 million is the most they've ever paid a free agent in their history.
I say it's fair.
It's a fair ball.
It should be Tampa Bay. They can't win a World Series with their nickel and dime the way that they put a team together. Here's a chance to finally win a championship in Tampa Bay before all those empty seats. Go get Ohtani for a rental. You're not going to pay him. Give up some of those farmhands and young players that don't make any cash. This is the time to do it. Go package three of those guys and give them to the Angels because they need pitching, and win a World Series, and then wash your hands and then let him go wherever he wants to go. You get the deal done. They've been to two World Series, and they can't win because they don't have a stud, Andy. I would do it if I'm Tampa.
I say foul. I'll tell you why.
That is a foul ball.
Yeah, it is a foul ball. You can talk about Tampa Bay all you want. They're a fugazi. They're phonies. They're fugazi, Tampa Bay. They really are. There's only one team on God's green earth that he should be on, and that's the L.A. Dodgers. Why do I say that? They got a pitching rotation held together by Clayton Kershaw's arm with scotch tape and three rookies on the rotation. They need him. They need him badly. Plus, Ohtani says he wants to stay on the West Coast. He likes it there. So the Dodgers can afford him. He wants it there. He's going to stay there. Dodgers need him. Let him go to the Dodgers.
All right. Fowler Fair here on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. J.R. Gamble here with Rob Parker and Andy Furman. I must say, though,
yes, sir,
I understand Rob's point that if you're a team like the Rays who can't sign him in free agency, maybe it makes more sense for you to trade for him than these other teams.
Right?
Who have the opportunity to sign him later.
Exactly. Like, you know you can't get him. Rent him, give up those young farm hands, and then win a title and then bounce. You know, let him
bounce. But no one will see him pitch. No one goes to the games there.
No, I know. That's the problem.
That's a good point.
They did give Wander Franco $200 million. I mean, you know.
All right, here we go. Last one, Fowler Fair. Earlier this week, Cleveland Guardians Josh and Bo Naylor became the first brothers to homer in the same inning for the same team since 2013, which is kind of surprising. It was only 10 years ago. Easy question, JR. Fowler Fair to say what the Naylor brothers did was even more impressive than Vlad Guerrero and Vlad Jr. becoming the first father-son duo to win the Derby.
Pardon me for my negativity today with all three questions, but foul!
That is a foul ball.
And this is an easy question, Rob. We just saw two brothers hit homers in the same inning in 2013, BJ and Justin Upton, when they formed the Braves Soul Patrol briefly with Jay Hay. That never worked out. The father-son derby thing has never been done. So I'm taking all-time history over something I just saw a decade ago.
Andy?
All right, I'm going to say foul. I'll tell you why.
That is a foul ball.
Thank you. The greatest thing ever in a family situation was on August the 31st, 1990, when Ken Griffey Jr. and Ken Griffey Sr., papa and son, hit back-to-back home runs in Seattle. That will never be topped. That's better than any Bo Naylor, Josh Naylor, Henry Naylor, John Naylor. I don't care. The junior and senior, that was the best.
I'm going to say fair.
It's a fair ball.
First of all, I'm going to discount a home run hitting contest where they lob the ball to you hit out of the park. I mean,
your neighbor's pitching it to you.
You just have to have your dad and your son in it in order to make that happen.
Right.
And both of them are great. But to go up there in a situation and hit home runs, brothers, in the same inning is pretty darn amazing. And with Junior, I get it, and Ken Griffey. You're talking about one of the all-time greatest players ever in Ken Griffey Jr., and you're talking about the Naylor brothers, who are not highly touted or anything.
They sound like singers.
And now they're putting on and doing stuff that hasn't been done over a decade. I love it in Cleveland.
And that's right. Fowler Fair. And if you like more Fowler Fair, make sure you check out the Inside the Parker podcast. Fresh episode comes out every Wednesday, starring J.R. Gamble.
Is he the star or am I the star of that podcast?
I love J.R.
It's called J.R. Gamble Presents Inside the Parker.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay. My goodness gracious. All right, it is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, Rob Parker, Andy Furman. And
J.R.
JR's done. Thank you, JR. We appreciate it. We'll wrap this bad boy up and we'll talk about the Golden State Warriors and Draymond Green still talking about that punch to Monty Poole. We'll talk about that and much more. Let's wrap it up, Andy. It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay.
Unless you're JR Gamble in the US of A.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires, for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Ranking ball hammered right field. This one is headed for the bleachers, and this ball will find the bleachers. It is gone. Homer number 15 for Gunner, and the Orioles' lead is now 8-5 in the fifth inning.
That is the Progressive Player today. That was from the Orioles Radio Network. Progressive is making things easier, even easier for you. They will help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. It is the Odd Couple coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. Rob Parker and Andy Furman filling in for Chris Broussard. Tomorrow, in his stead, another Cincinnati legend, David Justice, who, of course, was born in Cincinnati, will be in studio with me tomorrow. We'll do the show. And on Friday, TJ Houshmandzadeh will wrap up the week. Another Cincinnati legend. Yes. I mean, you know, do I have love for Cincinnati or not?
You do. And they love you.
Now, not everybody has love in Cincinnati.
Much love.
First, I should say this, though. I said Monty Poole, who's a reporter, columnist, and broadcaster up in the Bay Area, I meant Jordan Poole. Sorry about that. Monty's a big-time guy up there. Just slipped my mind. I don't know how I said Monty Poole. But anyway, and number two, we were going to talk about Draymond Green. We decided to scrap that. I want to ask you, Andy, about the Johnny Bench controversy. And for people who don't know, the Hall of Fame catcher who was an anchor on that Big Red Machine just threw out a Jewish anti-Semitic comment.
Yeah.
Talking about Gabe Paul, who is a former GM and who only paid Pete Rose $400 a month. And he said, in front of a press conference, basically, it was to be expected or something, or he was cheap because he was Jewish. And
Basically, it was Gabe Paul, who was a longtime general manager of the Cincinnati Reds back in the 50s. He's passed, obviously. He'd be 113 now. His daughter was there to accept the Hall of Fame plaque. And she came out and said, well, Pete Rose was signed by my dad, and he got $400 a month to play. And someone yelled, that's cheap. And then Johnny Bench yelled out, and they got it on tape, said, yeah, because he was Jewish. And it made the rounds. I don't think it got as much.
What was the reaction in the room? Did people just laugh?
It was outside. I think a lot of people, it was like one of those phony laughs by some and like a gasp by others, okay?
Right.
Because he was on the field with some other Hall of Famer. He was there with Pete Rose was next to him and, you know, Tony Perez, and those guys were there with him. So they didn't know what to do. I don't think it was malicious. And I don't think Johnny Bench... I didn't think he was that stupid to say something like that in this day and age, but I think...
But he said it, though.
He said it.
Why are you giving him a pass?
And I will say this. You, as a African-American, have heard slurs and derogatory remarks, I'm sure, throughout your life. And it rolls off your back at times because you're used to it. I'm Jewish. I heard it. I shook my head. I'm more upset that he said it and shocked that he said it than hearing what he said. And I can't believe it because for a long time, his agent was Reuven Katz, a Jew.
Right.
His agent, the guy who represented him for years, was Reuven Katz. And I don't understand why he'd say that, but I think that when you have a guy in that age group, that was the sense of humor back then, and you have to evolve with the times, and he hasn't evolved. That's all I'm saying.
There you go. You can't keep doing that. You can't play that. Oh, yeah, you can't say anything nowadays. What you were saying back in those days was wrong, Andy. It was.
I agree. Everything evolves. But when I was a kid, we had rotary telephones. We have cell phones now. We have a phone where you could take a picture, really.
Didn't we just have a member of Congress or whatever called black people colored people?
Yeah, I know. You just.
I mean, like, really? Like, I'm just saying, you can't do that. That stuff is terrible. No, oh, it's just a slip. Or no,
it's not a slip.
It's not a slip.
You know,
I mean,
it's a top of mind awareness. He said it, and you know, I don't think he means it.
But you're in public, really? You're going to say that, Andy? I can't. What are you thinking if you're Johnny Bench?
You know, I didn't expect it from him. I thought he was better than that. That's all I'm saying.
I'm not hurt by the remark.
I've heard it before, so I'm not hurt by the remark. But I thought that Johnny Bench was better than that.
And now I'm starting to wonder: did him and Marge Schott date? You know what I'm saying?
And again, I mean, I don't think that she was an evil person. She was foolish, but she wasn't evil.
She did some bad stuff, and there's stuff that have never been published that she said to people, Andy, and you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
stuff that's never been published.
Yeah,
she was a bad person. She's a bad person.
Yeah, the alcohol got to her, you know. It's not good. I mean, it happens. But, you know, for Johnny Bench to do that. But again,
What was the reaction in Cincinnati real quick?
It was buried in the media. It really was.
It wasn't even the top of the news? No?
Back page of New York Post if it's in New York. You know
Oh,
that.
Yeah. Big time. No doubt. Well, Andy, appreciate you filling in for Chris. What a great
job.
Having
me.
Always
Thank
so much
you.
Fun.
You know I love you.
You know that. Absolutely love you back, bro. And I'm glad that you're improving with the hip and everything after
Thank
the
you.
Surgery. So, I'll all right, another
picture.
Cincinnati legend. I said David Justice. We'll be doing some baseball justice tomorrow here on The Odd Couple. So you want to make sure you tune in.
Thomas Moore College.
That's right. Jason Smith and Mike Harmon are coming up next here on Fox Sports Radio. So keep this radio locked. And Alex and Rob G and Brian, thank you all. Great show tonight. And thanks for the support, guys. Appreciate you.
Ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.